One week ago, I was in Tehran thinking about music. Here, let me take you back to last Friday and another one of our Tehran stories.
So I've come to the Vakhdat Concert Hall here in downtown Tehran tonight. Friday night, everybody's out enjoying the evening. And there's an ensemble called the Vazari Ensemble that will be performing tonight classical Iranian music. And I've come down to get one of their chief violinists, Arash Jameh, to instruct me, if that is possible, in this very complex system of Iranian scales. What does that exactly mean?
Now, just so you know, I've been playing violin since the age of 6. I learned Western scales, like most kids here. But with Iranian classical music, between a natural note and a sharp note, for example, there's another note, a microtone, that does not exist in music here, so it doesn't exist in my brain. I asked Arash Jameh to explain some of this to me on paper.
So there's a flat, but between a natural and a flat in Iranian is a koron. And then between natural and sharp, it's called sori.
A sori.
Yeah.
Very graciously, Arash and his fellow violinist Mansour Safayan escorted me to their green room backstage to demonstrate some of the finer points of microtones and the Iranian scale.
F natural, F sharp, F sori.
So Arash has handed me his violin. This is... So that's the whole step.
Yes.
That's the F.
Sorry.
Sorry. That wasn't just a flat.
It was really hard and humbling trying to discern and make a note that doesn't occur naturally to me.
He says, this sound produced might a bit to you is a bit weird, but to an Iranian who is used to this sound, it doesn't sound that weird, okay? They are familiar to it.
Well, now it's a consonant, but maybe you dissonant.
But there are some dissonant notes, like in the blues scale, like a minor blues, like...
Yeah, that may be true, but even a minor blues scale sounds upbeat compared to Iranian microtones.
So, you know, my violin teacher always gave me work to do, a lesson. So when I go back to the United States, what should I practice so I get this?
He says, you've
not been exposed to it. You are not very familiar to this kind of sound. So it's much more difficult for you.
Yeah, Mansour, it sounds like you're telling me, do not try this at home.
I don't
want to discourage you. What I suggest you to do is to improve your listening. I mean, you need to listen to it first, and to get familiar to this kind of music, and then start playing it.
I've been kind of busy since I got home last week and haven't been the most conscientious student. I know, excuses. Lucky for me, though, that Arash Jameh gave me a list of 5 Iranian composers I need to pay attention to and get my ear attuned to that sonic universe. We've got that list at PRI.org. Okay, enough of the amateur hour. Let's hear a little of the Vaziri Ensemble now. Here's some of their sound check from last Friday. Yeah, listen, practice. And that's it for us this week. Eric Goldberg composed our theme music from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios here at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
PRI, Public Radio International.